I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Welcome to Soul School. This is lesson number 9. And this is going to be different than a typical Soul School because I'm going to talk about, as promised, the book I just wrote about discernment. And discernment is, at least in many circles, what people consider making a difficult decision or choosing between two good things. So I wrote a book about choosing between two good things or making a decision at a crossroads in your life, and it's available right now on Amazon.com, paperback form, or on a Kindle version. And the book is called Forked, F-O-R-K-E-D, Forked, A Discernment Pocket Guide. And I will read you the back jacket so you can get an understanding of what I'm up to, and I'll also read pieces of the book so you can get a feel for what it is. On December 9th and 10th, it's only going to be 99 cents. So if you're listening to it December 9th and 10th, go quickly and grab it while it's still there. It will increase a dollar, I think about a dollar each day until it goes back up to full price. So that's like a holiday special that I'm running with Amazon because they gave me the opportunity to do that, and I thought that would be perfect for the holidays. So on the back jacket, it says, if your life is at a fork in the road or nearing a crossroads, this small book offers an integrated way to hear the voice of God and find your path. With practical guidance and a contemporary touch, Forked takes inspiration from the 400-year-old classic, The Spiritual Exercises, by Ignatius of Loyola, that has aided countless faithful through difficult decisions, using specific spiritual exercises that engender godly discernment. Lisa DeLay is the author of multiple books and many articles. She holds a Master of Arts in Spiritual Formation and hosts the broadcast Spark My Muse. Visit sparkmymuse.com. So that is what the book is generally about. And it's only, looks like 68 pages here. Well, there's an afterword and a about the author page. It's really less than that. And you don't have to read the book the whole way through. You can actually pick through it. And when it says exercises, it's just sort of few pages of questions. You get a notebook and a pen and read through the questions and kind of take an inventory. So it's almost like a workbook situation, and you're supposed to pray with the questions, not just ask them of yourselves, but that is part of it. And what you do is, for instance, if you would go to exercise 4 on page 56, it would be about the gift of the power of intuition. And these exercises involve your intuition. So you're kind of involving, instead of just, oh, I have a tough decision and I'm going to pray about it, you are going to pray about it, but in this exercise, you're going to dial in to your intuition, which is something we don't always do when we're considering the will of God and listening for the voice of God. We don't necessarily consider what is our intuition telling us or what are our bodily senses telling us. We might feel tense about something and not feel that that is actually worthwhile considering. When we're considering a path of choosing between two good things, not between right and wrong, because we already know that we already know what to do in that case, we might not choose that. So let me read this portion here, and then I will actually flip over to the introduction to read some of that to you. This is exercise 4, the gift of intuition and your bodily senses, on page 56. Integrated knowing. God gave you two gifts you may not have used very much when you've been forked, which is to say you've come to a fork in your path. This exercise calls on parts of ourselves that many people never consider involving in the decision-making process. The gift of the power of intuition, that means that your whole body apprehends the world and accesses and finds wisdom from an integrated array of things like sensory input, feelings, experience, knowledge, education, the powers of anticipation, and more that sometimes resides just below our level of conscious awareness. And then number two is the gift of a physical body. You may use your physical body and enjoy it for God's greater glory and your mission, and also as part of the decision-making process. This is another opportunity to challenge false notions of duality you may have absorbed along the way, which I explained earlier is that there's a physical world and a spiritual world as somehow separate, when it's the actual case is that they're fully integrated. There isn't a duality that happens there. Engage both of these fantastic endowed faculties of intuitional powers and the sensations of your physical body. Good listening involves being fully aware over all in our mind, emotions, body, as we align our spirit to God's. And then the exercise goes into a little more depth when it says, in silent prayer, allow 15 or 20 minutes, listen to your intuition and refer to the previous qualities listed as you think about and pray about your options, your choices. Now become aware of the sensation within your body, such as your hands, your skin, your feet, your neck, your shoulders, and connect with your body fully. You might want to stretch your body and move it around to get a better sense of any pent-up tensions or bodily sensations, and notice what your body is telling you and listen carefully. So some examples, some people when they do this, they feel, they sense all of a sudden, my body feels suffocated, or my muscles feel constricted and tightened. Or if they feel good about a decision that they're about to make, they might feel expansive and free, and their muscles might feel loose. Now, some people are so wrapped up in the stress of making a difficult decision that they have become disconnected with their body, which is regrettable because we are fully human and we are fully integrated people. We're not supposed to live these disconnected lives. And it's God's will that we have abundant, full lives, fully integrated lives. And so this book is, one of the goals of this book is that to live a soulful life, a wholly integrated life that it is well with your soul. And there's, it goes into a little more detail too about noticing more and more things about your intuition and about your bodily senses. And it goes on in exercise 5 about imagination and imagining different scenarios, for instance, later on in life, looking back at your decision at the end of your life and explaining it to God and why you might have made that decision. And going backwards in the book, more towards the front, about having an unbiased outcome. There's quite a few things here that help you navigate a difficult decision in your path. So some people, you know, come to these decisions about vocation or perhaps marriage or perhaps education. Do I go on for a master's degree or do I switch jobs, for instance? And some of these become very taxing decisions, and this book is to help make that a little easier and make that a little bit more systematic, because we don't have to just, in the end it is a step of faith, but it doesn't have to be a wild jump off a cliff step of faith. It can be a considered and wise step. So I'm going to skip to the introduction part because I'd like to read that to you. So in the front, in the introduction, it says, "What is life but choice after choice? The experience of being human means that we are trying to find our way. This path, that path, we wonder what lies just out of view. When we come to a fork in the road, we stop to decide which path to venture down, don't we? When I was trying to decide if I should go into chaplaincy training, I approached my spiritual director with my dilemma. She was trained in Ignatian spirituality, and she read to me from Ignatius of Loyola's book, The Spiritual Exercises. We considered the situation in and with prayer. We used part of a discernment process that included exercises from the book that had guided many others in their decisions." Since then, I have used the teachings in broad strokes, like a pilgrim with a bad knee might use a walking stick on the rough parts of a mountain pass. If you're at a fork in your road or nearing a crossroads, this guidebook is for you. It is for most of us. This guidebook is a simplified rendition of the Ignatian spiritual exercises. It contains practical tools, exercises that include things to think and do, that make choosing a path a better experience. But more than that, this guidebook provides a way for us to better understand ourselves, our relationships, and our values in the process of doing the exercises. It's not a collection of tips and tricks. Rather, the exercises point to a way of awakening to see how the world works anew. Ignatius expresses how the created world functions this way. God is always at work. Those five words seem so simple. Do they seem too simple? Hold them for a moment and feel their power. God is always at work. In those five disarming words lie boundless truth and a broader purview. Truly, to know the extent and depth of this working that God does will take a lifetime to realize, if not all of eternity. As our life moves toward maturity, understanding, integration, and greater awakening, we take hold of this reality that Ignatius summed up in a much richer way. We allow it to be something powerfully transformative and revitalizing. When a fork in the road comes into view for us now, we will have keen ways to choose wisely. But better still, we will hear the divine whisper of love itself that cherishes us and guides us towards all that is good. Here are two liberties for you to understand before you begin. First, if you have a paperback version, it is designed to be marked with many notes. If you have a digital version, you may want to start a journal. Second, read this book any way you'd like, straight through, or simply begin where you'd like to begin. Skip to what you'd like and read what you think would help you most. This is a guidebook, not a textbook with the final exam coming later. The ordinary rules and expectations don't apply. Enjoy it in an extraordinary way. One more thing, I write using a Christian lens. If that is your background too, and you have no problem praying to or thinking of God, the divine, and the incarnation of divine as both personal and transcendent, this will seem native. If that's not your background and bent, I ask that you give the words a chance to speak in their own way to you. Take of it what helps you where you are. May you, dear reader, hold this and all your certainties with open hands. Do not grasp. Wait on the Lord, that is love. I offer you a blessing now that is wisdom, that wisdom and peace may be with you. Breathe in all this with grace and loving kindness, no matter what piece of road you find yourself on in this season. Abide in love. And that's my opening message for you in this book. And then the first little chapter here, and they're pretty short chapters, talks about just showing up and that you don't have to really strive hard to get started when you're on a fork in your road, that you just show up and you allow God to work and you don't have to really, really strive to find which place, which spot is God's will. And it kind of walks you through a difficult portion of your life as you're trying to find your way. That can be some of the hardest parts of life aren't choosing between right and wrong, which is mostly what takes us moral fortitude. It's really the hardest choices are choosing between good, better, and best, because you want to be able to have the best sort of life, but you want to have the chance to choose the wisest choice. And so I invite you to give the book a try if you want to try a sample reading. You can go to sparkmymuse.com and read a sample, and that's fine. And I hope that it brings you some encouragement and peace as you make a choice that's difficult. And I hope you find some comfort in it. Your homework for this week in Soul School is just to abide in peace and take the next good step. See you next week. Thank you for listening.